The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, 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 what's going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Question, episode 213. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, which I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
You'll never see it coming.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, 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 what up, what up, what up?
And Adam Vale.
I believe in deja vu.
Yo, are we live, bro? We live?
Live?
I think we're good now. We're having a little bit of a mishap before. Obviously, you MP3 listeners don't have to worry about any of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Unless we put that on the end of the episode for you guys.
Yeah. How we doing on Twitch, man? We all good? Yeah, it looks good on my end here. Fantastic. Now we got to get the people in here, you know? The people.
For the people.
All right. So me and Manny, we're having some fun with some stuff. We're going to try to recapture that. We got a contest going for Days Gone. We're giving away a free copy, digital or physical, for the PlayStation 4. And if you want to win it, we have more details in a video that I put up. But pretty simple. Follow us on Twitch. Follow us on the Twitters. And on Twitter, on the pinned tweet, it's going to ask you, what is your favorite PS4 exclusive game of this generation? You answer that, and you know you have a chance of winning. We'll pick you at random. Now, what we were saying before is there's some guys out there that don't seem to get the understand the question. They're listing their favorite PlayStation franchises. That's great that we like hearing that, but for this question, it's not appropriate. So, yeah, Manny, will we accept those answers?
So, as I remember, there was one that was for the God of War franchise.
Yes.
For that one, I will accept that one because the God of War franchise has essentially been rebooted for the PlayStation 4. For things like, I would not consider Infamous because it hasn't been rebooted. If it did get a reboot, then we would say that. If it was
Manny, what about Infamous Second Son? That is a PlayStation 4 exclusive.
Infamous Second Son?
Yeah,
that counts. But it doesn't have a number on it?
No. The question is, what is your favorite PlayStation 4 exclusive, right? The question is not, what is your favorite franchise? And that's what people... Yes. So basically, we're saying, if you say your favorite franchise, no, that doesn't count. Yeah. So if you want to say God of War 1, 2005, no, that doesn't count. 2018, no, that does count. You know?
All right, yeah,
and
we'll see that.
And Manny, like you said before, Last of Us does not count.
Yeah, Last of Us does not count because it is a game that is a leftover from the previous generation.
Just like God of War 3 doesn't count either.
Exactly. Even though they did appear on the PlayStation 4 eventually, they did not start there. So.
Yes, exactly. So just keep that in mind, guys. Most of you guys are actually, you know, answering correctly, so that's fine. But for the few of you guys that are answering incorrectly, remember, we want you to have a chance to win this shit. You know, exactly. So that's why we're telling you all that.
And we received a pretty good response, so we appreciate everyone participating.
Word up. By the way, Carlos, speaking of our responses, man, remember that poll we ran? We got to talk about that poll real quick.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we're going to fluff up a little time. We didn't get a lot of questions. So if you guys want to ask us shit live right now, start asking the video game questions. But okay, here's what I found interesting about the question, right? Carlos, what was the question? It was like basically, would you buy a $500 console, something like that?
Would you buy the next generation console for $500?
Okay, so basically, the poll itself, right? The numbers, 75% said they would, 25% said they wouldn't. But I noticed that the comments were two flavors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm getting at? Like, it was two flavors. That's what I mean. People were saying they would not buy the console or they're not going to buy it if it's an Xbox, you know, which is interesting. So I'm like, the replies don't match up with the numbers here, you know?
Yeah. I think a lot of the vocal people were negative towards paying $500. A lot of people, like you mentioned, like they wouldn't pay for an Xbox. Some people are saying might as well just get a PC, kind of stuff like that. So it's like it was pretty interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I also I've figure that we also should probably do some more of those polls. Yeah. Because I feel like, you know, I like the, you know, involvement that, you know, when, you know, hearing what people have to say and kind of casting a wide net. You know, we all on our show, on the show, have our specific opinions, and sometimes all of our opinions, you know, gel, and sometimes they don't. But I would also like to hear what you guys also think about these things. And also, even cooler, you know, we also have that Discord. We could also, you know, continue the conversation into that location as well.
Yeah, man, for sure. Thank you for participating in the poll. Hopefully we'll do some more, you know.
Obviously the poll was a little bit biased because we already know our audience is like sort of hardcore gamers, so like we do understand that, but still interesting to get a sort of reaction from everyone just that stance.
I would say the poll began with a little bit of bias because we know our fans, but it didn't turn out that way because, again, the numbers show you one thing, the responses tell you something else. Yeah. You know, so in my estimation, it evens itself out in the end, you know, although I'm probably going to lean a little bit more towards people are going to buy it, you know, but again, like you said, Carlos, who's our audience? And I'm being real right now, being real, hardcore ponies.
Are we the pony down now?
We're
the
according pony to unofficially, we are, even though we're not, it's like we represent everything. You know what I'm saying? I'll just say, even though I respect everybody's way of doing podcasts, I would not like to do a podcast specifically by one platform. That seems kind of boring to me. And you're putting yourself on a wall. And I'm going to keep it real. A lot of these podcasts that only focus on a single platform, they tend to talk about the other platform a hell of a lot more. And in a very negative way, if you know what I mean.
Well, it's like, if you think about it, if you have, it's hard doing just a podcast, a weekly podcast of one platform, because it's like, how are you going to find the content to talk about, you know, maybe an hour or two of content of just the news about the platform? It's like, it seems like it's a pretty difficult thing to do. But
they spend most of their time going into just the game developers and what they're up to.
We want to cover everything. Reggie, I know exactly what hat I got on, man.
You're a pony. 1990s Tony would be rolling in his grave if he were dead.
Yeah, right. It's funny because, like, current Tony that likes PlayStation, he's been around, like, longer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What? As a human being, he's been around longer.
Yeah. Younger Tony would be like, you're a pussy. Yeah.
Yo, man, stuff like that. Yo, man, you cut your hair, man. You're selling out, man.
You cut your hair, you're selling out.
You made out of sweet meat.
Yeah, every time we used to get haircuts back in the day, we would say that shit. You sold out, man. You cutting your hair. You cutting your hair. You selling out, man.
Shit, Adam, why are you taking a shower? Shit.
Adam always used to say, like, you know, just grow his hair out, and then all of a sudden I come over one day and he'd have a, yo, man, you sold out. What's up with that? Cutting your hair. Cutting your hair.
Yo, let me read some of these comments, man. Annihilator says, and we're gonna get to your question, bro. He goes, I am not buying a $500 console. Reggie says 500 is what people should realistically expect to, you know, to be honest. Annihilator says when you have to buy games and online membership, $500 is a lot. Fergus says he's going to buy both systems no matter the price. Very interesting.
I agree with Reggie. I mean, this is it. It all depends on how bad do you want this?
Yeah. How bad do you want it?
Yeah, and if you really want to get the best that they can offer these manufacturers, then, yeah, you got to pony up. I mean, we're seeing it everywhere
pony
else.
Pony up.
That's it. Just do it. Just get on the pony.
You know?
You know? Hit the track. But that's what I'm saying. This is not for the younger audience. This is not for everyone. They're already trying to break away and say, hey, this is a sort of like what they did with PS3. Remember that time with the $600 thing? They was like, no, this is a premium piece of hardware you're getting. You're not just getting your regular old video game machine. This thing can do all kinds of stuff. And I think that's what we're seeing with this. When they start talking 8K and all this, think about it, 8K, the money you need just for the display is ridiculous. So they already know where they're going, and that's the audience they want to attract.
That's crazy, man.
Right, I mean, I'm probably going to be like, I'm probably like the only person on the podcast that would not buy any of those consoles right away. But then again, I would never buy. I never bought a console day and date ever in the past. You know, it's always been like a while off or something like that.
Yeah, but I think even if, let's say, some of us do buy it, we're still not going to get the full effect, because I don't know anyone here that's going to run out and buy an 8K TV.
Well, no, they said the it is capable of doing. See, that's the.
Wait, Carlos, you got one on in pre-order?
No, that's his.
I don't know. I heard it was all wow.
You know, Carlos, man. You already know. Already got
one. But anyway, like I was Cerny said potential of 8K. Potential doesn't exactly mean it's going to be 8K all the damn time. It's probably going to do 4K.
Yeah, but you can't plant that seed and people not want to see what it looks like.
They said the potential.
He said,
to be honest, they said back in the day they said the PlayStation 3 was capable of doing 1080p 60, right? How many games do you know that the PlayStation 3 that even hit that?
And thanks to like the mid generation upgrades, the PS4 Pro and the Xbox One X, the whole 4K thing, the whole term 4K is not much of a big selling term.
It isn't
next generation because they already exhausted that term. So they're like, oh, 8K? It can do 8K?
It like, worked before. Come on, man. Fuck
out. Are we gonna get a better Blu-ray player inside the new PlayStation?
Nah, fuck that shit.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly. Because if they try to sell the PS5 with 4K and the Xbox 2 with 4K, it's like, well, the Xbox One X and the PS4 Pro do it.
Yeah, I think the only thing they need to do is make higher density Blu-ray discs.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to put those textures on, right? Yeah. They can't put them on a standard
Blu-ray. Yeah, that's right.
How much is it going to cost for those?
Yeah, every game's going to need a patch, you know? Come on, man.
Yeah, and that's going to be horrible. It's like, well, then again, they already need a patch anyway.
Yeah, that is true.
What's the point of even getting a disc if the shit won't work out the box?
Imagine those patches on that small-ass SSD, man. That shit's going to be, one game per
That's what I'm saying. Like, why even bother with disc if you have to? Essentially, mostly your game is just digital anyway. You know,
it's because people want to. And I guess this is what we're seeing right now with the Wolfenstein that's coming out for Switch. They're like, hey, you guys just want something physical, so here, take the box because inside's a code. Take the box and you can put that up on the wall. And you know what? If people are cool with it, I could see other publishers following that.
Yo, that's crazy. They're gonna pay $60 for a box.
Yeah, because remember, think about it. Some people and what we see, especially a lot of YouTubers, they like to show off the collection. They don't show off the discs inside. They show off the box. They like the artwork. Well, here you go.
Yeah, just they're like Vanna White, you know? Like a show
exactly. Off. La, la, la. Just show that.
Hey, you know, give us a little, you know, the card with the code on. Maybe it's like etched with like something on there.
Right? It could be inside. I remember one of the coolest things I've ever seen that had a code was for Gears of War 3, and it had a big metal cog and for the Gears, and on the cog had Adam Phoenix, which is Marcus Phoenix, the main character, his father's name, and they had the code to unlock him etched on the cog. That was awesome. I was like, see, there you go, maybe they do something like that.
By the way, shout out to Vanna White, she's Hispanic.
Oh, where?
She's still doing it too.
She's under undercover.
Well, she's Vanna Blanca.
She's still doing it.
What was that skit that our Carlos Mencia had? It's like undercover Beaner or something.
No,
like that.
Find the Beaner.
Find there the Beaner. Go. Yeah, that's when I found out. I'm like, Nicole Richie's Hispanic. She's Mexican.
Yeah, well, she doesn't look like Lionel Richie. I can tell you that. She's
exactly. Now, like, I don't know, man. Lionel Richie hitting it. You know, I don't know, man. I don't know who he's hitting.
With that song. What was that song? You know, I can't remember that song.
Who was the other one? David. Yeah.
Fiesta Forever. You know that song? Mm-hmm.
And Jabbar. Jabbar.
Yeah. What was it? David Blaine. I think he's Puerto Rican, right? It's like, what the fuck?
the magician?
Yeah, the magician. David Blaine. Yeah.
Well, he's like a brown guy from New York, so he's got to be like Hispanic somehow.
I mean, there's more Puerto Ricans in New York than there is on the whole island of Puerto Rico.
This is fact. That's a fact. Hilarious. All right, man, let's answer some fucking questions. So, okay, these first two questions, I'm going to read them and then I'm going to give an asshole response because I have no choice. All right, Dad Versus, he goes, Mark, God love him, Cerny, has confirmed PS5 to PS4 backwards compatibility. Yep, PS5 is now day zero for me, pre-order wherever it's available. Also, the load times, what? 8K possible, but no talk of FPS, so excited. What are your thoughts on the article? All right, and the next question, Big Mike asks, what are your thoughts on the price point of Xbox SAD? Do you think $249 is a good deal? My answer to both of those, listen to Throwdown, episode 230, where we go extensively into both of those. Come on, guys. You don't listen to the fucking show? Jesus. No,
hey, do you realize, Dick, you know, you realize there may be a sect of our fans that just listens to the question show.
Yeah. To be fair, though, Dad versus Mr. Him deal, he did ask us this question as soon as the conference ended or the little thing.
Yeah.
But bro, literally, we dedicated over an hour to just the PlayStation 5. We broke down all that shit.
You know something you can also do? This was on Discord, right?
Who's on right now?
YouTube.
Yes.
Discord. Yeah, the questions.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. He can't switch it. You know, like YouTube, you can go in and edit.
He can edit the shit if he wants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you could edit. You could edit all day.
It's too bad we can't run a clip in the middle of our show, right? Just from the last time we talked about this.
Also, you know, since we have, or at least I have, by the way, Carlos, you got to give all these guys admin powers and see what's going on with Adam, because for some reason, when he tries to jump in, it says he's locked out, even though he's clearly part of the fucking group. But one of the things is you could also delete comments that other people make. I had to do it twice today because, I made it very simple. No chat at all in the questions room. That's what happens.
Oh,
getting in the question room.
Like, you want to chat? There's a lounge for it, you know. But I think it was a simple mistake. Here's the thing, and I'm going to keep it real, man, because it was, you know, Mr. Techno Fabulous. I went in there, and I think he quickly made, you know, realized this mistake. But then Black Metal Gamer goes in there and replies to him. Black Metal Gamer's the biggest offender. He loves going in there to start talking, you know. But to be fair, Black Metal Gamer's a drunk, so he forgets, you know?
Damn.
Keep secrets in the dark.
All right, man, let's get on with the actual, like, full questions here. Mr. Annihilator 83. So he goes, as much as I like PlayStation, I would not pay $500 for any console. I hear the PS5 will have an SSD to speed up load times. Why don't they just use an SSHD? They are cheaper and speed up load time. Yeah. They even have a 2 terabyte SSHD on the market now. I have one in my PS4 and it's great. So, Adam, since you're talking, why didn't they go with an SSHD instead of a SSD? And then, Chris, obviously, you'll break down the reason they explained in the article. But anyway, Adam, go ahead.
Sure. I think the key is when he says it's something specifically made for the hardware. Like Chris had brought up last time, I have a feeling this is something that's going to be soldered onto the board. It's going to be part of it. I don't think it's going to be something that you can just go buy yourself. Something else is going on here because they know the limitations, especially when it comes to space. And we're pretty much fully into a all digital era. So it's all about space. Why then say, hey, we're going to introduce this new SSD super fast hard drive and it's only 500 gigs. And after formatting, it's like 4 and change. No, they're not going to do that. So there's got to be a catch to it. The only thing I could think of is that, yeah, you'll be able to plug in all your other externals, but if you want that super fast speed, you're going to have to dump it onto this internal space, and then let it run from there, which sucks because then that's going to take a lot of time of people swapping things out back and forth. Oh, that new game you just bought? All right, so then you go and rip it. Oh, I got no space on the main hard drive. Got to move stuff from the main hard drive over to an external and then take the external, the copy that I just downloaded and put it in. No. They got to come up with something. But, hey, this could be their downfall. Remember, it's always a seesaw, right? Xbox sucks. It goes good. Xbox, maybe this is it. Maybe this brings them down because of this damn SSD.
Anyway, Chris, what do you say? Why did they go with the SSD over the SSHD?
Well, there's always the cost versus performance thing. So Mark Cerny, he made an analogy in the interview. He said that I have a MacBook with an SSD drive in it. And he says switching between two applications, I think he mentioned Excel and Word, takes 15 seconds, right? So he's saying that an off-the-shelf solution is not going to work because, and what I interpreted from that is he's complaining about bus speeds, that the bus speeds connecting the drive to everything else is not fast enough for what they want to do. So when he did the Spider-Man demo, and he showed you had a 1900% increase in speed, it went from 15 seconds to 0.8 seconds to load to fast travel in Spider-Man. That means that he's doing something else besides just putting an SSD in the system. It's probably, like Adam said, soldered onto the board, and they have some refinements to it. So it's possible that what they have is some sort of combination of SSHD tech along with connecting it right to the board to bypass the PCI bus limitations in throughput. So it's faster. So and that's what is going to keep the cost down, but in we lose out because you're stuck with that storage. You're going to have to get external storage for everything else. That's what I think is going to happen.
But the external storage is going to be really slow in comparison.
Right, you're going to be swapping stuff. So when you want to archive a game or if you buy a game off the library, most likely it's going to be like, do you want to install it? No, and it's going to download it to your external storage, right? But whatever you're playing, like if we were all playing The Division, that's got to be installed.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. On the main drive.
So you're going to have to swap it or make space before you set it to download or...
Yeah,
because we also don't know how much actual space it's going to have.
He didn't say how big that drive is.
Yeah, I honestly don't think it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be over 500 gigs. If it's like that soldered on SSD solution, it's not going to be more than 500 gigs because those things are still mad expensive.
Yeah, no,
but that's going to be a hard sell for people. People right off the bat, if you say we're going into the next generation and the starting drive is 500 gigs, that's going to be a hard sell at $500. Oh.
Well, yeah, so this is what I think they would do in that particular scenario. If they have that SSD at 500, they'll probably have a hard drive, a traditional hard drive for a terabyte, like, additionally on that console.
And that's what also the question is asking. How come they didn't go with a hybrid drive? Like, and that's what I was talking about.
Because
hybrid drive with this thing,
it's
too.
Not going to do what he wants it to do. That's what he's talking about. It's just like there's something that they have to do in house to get the type of process.
The hybrid, speed in. Right. The hybrid drive is essential. Oh, go ahead.
No, we were going to say the same thing. The hybrid drive is basically a magnetic drive with a solid state buffer.
Yeah, with big cache, essentially.
Yes. So that cache is still not going to be fast enough because you still have to stream stuff from the magnetic disk to that buffer. So if you have a huge game and those buffers aren't that big, think about the size of Red Dead Redemption 2. That can't fit on most SSHD buffers, right? You could not have the whole, so you're going to stream part of it and then you have slowdown. He wants to eliminate any type of lag from SSD and optimize it as much as possible, which means going 100% solid state and bypassing a PCIe bus and solder it right on the board.
Cool. All right, man. Moving
and
on.
Honestly, I wish they will do that because that would help significantly. I don't care. Honestly, if it costs $500 for that, or $600, so be it. I mean, I'm all in.
Yeah. By the way, I almost forgot. We don't have Brett here, so we do have to fluff it up. I do have a question though. Because Brian's concern was that
why is it?
his concern was like that we would see like a Vita situation. You know how like the Vita memory cards cost a lot because they were proprietary. But if this thing's okay, and this is my question. Let me know if it's a stupid question. If this thing's soldered on, that means you can't take it out, right? So yes, that wouldn't even be a concern now, would it? Unless they sell a proprietary external.
Yep. I think that's what he's talking about. If they say, you know what? Yeah, we have this. You want to continue on with this type of speed? You enjoy the speed? Then you can buy this. But still, even when you do that, you're still using 3.0 USB. So you're still limited to that. Yeah. So it doesn't even matter.
Well, like I mentioned, it might come with an internal hard drive, a traditional hard drive, just for that huge pocket of storage that it'll need for all the other games. And I think, that could be swappable. So you can kind of like they do with the PS4 or PS3 now. But yeah, I think that internal SSD would be used mostly for the OS and for the proprietary game that you're playing at the moment. Maybe two sense. Games. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Reggie Killer Instinct says, Chris motherfucking Seeley, my man, in Denzel voice. Yo, man, he liked what he had to say, man. That's cool. All right. Okay, now we can move on. Glorious War. And by the way, dude, if you want to ask another question, go right ahead. If the PS5 is $500, what price do you think the Xbox, codename Anaconda, or Xbox 2 will launch at if the reports of it being more powerful are true?
So my Anaconda
don't want none unless you got games, fun.
Excuse me.
$99 a month payment plans. They're not even going to say a price. They're just going to offer a payment plan service.
Adam, you might be right about that, to be honest.
That's what they said. That's what they said they wanted to do. They said they want to bring everything down to the point that it's just two small payments. And I could see them doing that.
Yeah, you know, so if they do that, then the actual price of the console kind of doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't matter, yeah.
I think Sony should go down that route, to be honest. Like, yo, just do a subscription plan and don't even worry about the price of the system, you know?
Yeah, but there still has to be an option for someone who just wants to
buy it. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
So maybe, yeah,
well, obviously you could have that option, but they may have to fork over $500, $600, you know. But anyway, the question is, do you think the Xbox, you know, let's just take out the subscription out of the equation. Do you think the Xbox 2 will cost more than PlayStation if it's supposed to be more powerful than the PlayStation 5?
I don't know if they want to make that sort of same mistake this time around.
Yeah, I think Microsoft will gauge around the price that PlayStation will be, and they'll probably just match it.
Maybe $550, because what was it that Phil said? He wants to keep every console in the family at least $50 a piece, or spread out $50.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, he was talking because they were asking, like, what's with the $250 for the discless? And he was like, well, we want to keep everything within like $50. So, I mean, think about it. If you have your X out now, and that's $500, and then in a few months we hear that they announce their new one, is it going to be $500 also? It's got to be a little more.
That's true. By the way, I just realized how brainwashed I've been by consumerism. Like, I was about to reply to you, like, $550, that's a crazy number for a console. Then my mind said, $549.99, that makes more sense. And it does, and it sounds better. It's just that weird.
You know? People don't like seeing big numbers.
Yeah, even though it's literally a penny. Yeah. No, you're right about that, though. You know, yo, it's still in the 540s, man.
Yeah, because those like 500, 600, 700, those are like milestones. Yeah, like those.
Yeah.
Those will get people thinking, oh.
Yeah, but of course, if you say, hey, it's $599.99, that's not $600, though. you know, even it though works. Motherfuckers ain't thinking about taxes and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Especially with New York tax, man.
Yeah, exactly.
The video game you have to pay for when you get the console and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the controller and all this other stuff.
The subscriptions.
The TV, of course. Right? My TV?
My TV, son? AK?
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess we don't have an answer for this. It's hard to answer. We don't know. I think you're right. You know, they're probably going to gauge whatever Sony's doing. Or what if they do like a little Cold War type of thing? They ain't going to announce nothing until the other one does. No, we're in a fucking tug of war.
Because they're still advertising everything at E3. They're doing an E3 show.
No, just because you advertise at E3 doesn't mean you need to announce the price at E3.
Well, he said he was. Phil said this was going to be the biggest all their future. Phil never lies.
Phil Spencer telling you this shit, man?
He was in the room right there, man.
If you follow him on Twitter, he tweets like 20, 30 times a minute. He's like, he's got a bot crew working for him. It's true. It's nonstop. But
a bot?
A box crew. If you were to ask me, I would say 500.
So then
you think they're going to be the same price, both of them?
Yeah.
So even if it's more powerful, it'll be the same just to stay competitive. Makes sense.
Yeah. They sold the Xbox One X at $500. They sold all the other Xbox
One. Damn. Yo, glorious word, you say Phil Spencer is a liar.
You with me?
Uh-oh. Damn.
Adam, like, do not say the word of curse.
Phil don't lie. He don't lie.
If spokesmen don't lie ever.
He's actually,
they don't lie. You know what they do? They kind of like tap dance around the truth.
Yes.
it's never an outright no. It's like unless maybe you're unless thinking about it, it's never no.
Unless you're David Jaffe and you flat out say no when you get asked if there's a new Twisted Metal, even though there is a new Twisted Metal. He flat out lied, guys.
Since we're deviating a little bit, someone asked, Wolf Neo asked, when is Cuphead coming to PS4?
Damn. Next week. I already got the review copy, man.
By the way, if it comes out for PS4, I'm replaying that shit for the trophies. Ooh. I want those receipts in my name.
Right? Damn, Fergus, where you live at, son?
Where's he live?
Okay, because
Reggie asked me what are the state taxes in New York. I said 8.25%. Fergus, wherever he lives, 10.10%. Damn, you live in California, son?
Oh, wait, is he a
D.C. Adler or something?
Hawaii, as I remember, has high taxes, right?
They do.
Well, he's going to tell us where he lives right now. Damn, that's crazy. 10.10%. Fuck.
I think Fergus is Cali, right?
I think he's Cali.
Damn.
Holy shit. Damn. I'm not going to say that on air. What he just called Phil Spencer. Washington. He lives in Washington.
Oh,
yeah, Washington.
The state, not D.C., the state.
California
state is 9.17.
California has the highest.
He lives in King County, he says.
It also depends on the town.
California is more expensive than Hawaii.
They're not.
Glorious War. You get that shit added after you buy it, the taxes. Oregon, they're not added on there.
No. So like, yeah. Good.
Wait a minute, Washington here. It's saying that it's 8.9%. It's saying for Washington. It's not saying that it's 10%.
Well, he says
does it vary by county?
Yeah, I don't know. It also varies by county. He says
like
New York, King County.
New York City sales tax is also higher than the outlying towns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy. I was going to say something, but I can't say that yet. Oh well. All right, Carlos, just remind. Say Firewatch to me after the show, and then I'll let you know what I'm talking about. Completely off topic. All right. I mean, the people in the chat would be interested, but I can't say that until Thursday, people, when the day's gone, embargo lifts. All right. Where the fuck are we? Axel Wolf, last. All right. Years ago, a lot of companies were chasing the... he put in quotes here, huge multiplayer Battlefield experiences. Games are pushing map sizes, vehicles, and player count. Now online shooting games have scaled it back. So my question is, do you guys like those types of online shooting games? And what do you think, and do you think the trend will come back? I think he's talking about games like MAG or something. Like,
I thought he was talking about Apex. That's what I was saying. He's thinking those type of shooting.
No, he's talking about older games.
He's talking about MAG, Battlefield.
Yeah. Remember 64 players on a big map and shit?
Yeah. Yeah. Things kind of opposite now. They shrink the map now.
They literally shrink them now.
What do you guys, the question is, do you miss that and do you think it'll come back?
I don't miss it because I played Battlefield a lot and I thought that's something I always thought that I wanted, but it's never executed well. Like, especially mostly because of the community. It's just when you have too many people to rely on a multiplayer game, it gets befuddled and it's like just one of those things where there's no communication. There's no there's just no order to the matches. It's just more chaos.
Carlos, remember when they had that in Halo?
They had
big brawl ones like that in Halo.
Well, they had big team battle, which was
the big team battle.
No, that was pretty good because 16 is still small. It's 8v8. But Battlefield's like, what is it, 64 versus 64?
Yeah, 64, but the maps were huge, and if you die, it gets you all the way to the other end, and it's just...
That's why the whole Call of Duty thing is still prevalent. It's like small teams, you die, you respawn, and you're back in the action right away. That's what people gravitate towards.
Constant stimulation.
Well, that too. And I don't know. Will it be back? Probably. I mean, they always bring stuff back, and if they can figure out a way to sort of make it maybe a battle royale with vehicles and stuff like that, then yeah, I can see it coming back.
Speaking of that, I don't think anyone here has played that new one that it's finally out, the Battlefield Battle Royale Fire or something.
Oh, nobody gave a fuck.
Yeah, and that one has vehicles.
Yeah.
Damn, Reggie. His 5%. Damn, give me those taxes, bro.
Damn.
They just giving away shit in your area.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, man. You know, you make him big. You make that big New York money out in the sticks. You'd be good.
Well, I think he's making sticks money in the sticks. You know, man, that's crazy. Yeah, I was talking to my nephew about that. He's like, "Yo, if I move out here, man, like the same job I do, down in North Carolina, I could do it here and I'll get paid more." Like, yeah, but you got to live here. That costs a hell of a lot more.
Everything's super expensive. Food, simple shit.
Everything, exactly.
You got payment plans for coffee. What the fuck? I was like,
it's on a cup.
You know exactly. No, you got to become a member, and you got
Like, man. All right, moving on, Mr. G Megaforce 123. What video game hero was actually worse than the villain in the end? Very interesting question.
That's easy. Oh no. Well, that is that personally. Like, hold on. I was gonna say, wait a minute, because it's that's our personal opinion that
the hero. Yeah, personal, yeah, personal,
like
yeah.
Like in Assassin's Creed, fucking Connor, piece of shit kid.
Well, was he worse than the villain?
For me, he was. Okay. I was like, yo, I don't want to. Like,
I think he means like
I don't even remember who the villain of that game was.
His father.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah, the character that I actually liked. Yeah.
Well, see, when you say worse, it's like, do you mean worse as a person or worse as a character?
I think he means like an actual villain. That's the way I'm taking it. You know, like worse of a villain than the actual villain was.
You mean like the prototype?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually.
The prototype was a fucking murderous bastard.
Yeah.
Nathan Drake murders people too.
Shit.
But they were all bad. Yeah,
he's worse than Gerlukovich, right?
Yeah, right.
Fucking sneaking and killing people for no question. Hey, he could have been working on farmland.
Big Boss ended up being worse than all the villains. He became the villain of villains in the end.
Yeah.
Big Boss.
I would say Kratos.
His
family.
Not just his family. Think about it. The path of vengeance he took in the first three games not only destroyed Sparta, Greece, the
Jersey.
He destroyed Tartarus. He opened Pandora's box, which infected all the gods with whatever that disease was, and then he ended up having to murder them, which caused the Earth to go into complete disarray by the end of the third game.
Yeah.
Right? It was almost like Armageddon. Created.
Kratos became worse than any of those gods because those gods were assholes, but at least the Earth was still stable. Like,
yeah,
Kratos fucked order. Everything up. Yeah, exactly. Kratos fucked everything up. It's a good point, you know?
It should add Kratos and American gods in season 3.
But he's Greek, Kratos. Man.
It doesn't matter. They have Greek gods now. That's what American gods is Zeus and everyone.
What? But how are they American gods?
They moved to America.
Oh, okay.
That was the whole thing. And no one worships them, so they don't have all the powers.
Yo, fuck Zeus, man. He don't keep it real. Oh, man. All right. Anybody else want to jump in on this? I think Kratos is probably the best answer for this question.
I mean, you already said Big Boss, right?
Yeah, Big Boss. That's another one. He became the boss of bosses, the villain of villains, you know?
I'm the boss.
Let's see who else is a... horrible. I don't know.
I agree with Adam's answer with Nathan Drake. Because that dude, all he wants is fucking treasure.
That's it. And he's real nonchalant about just murdering everyone. And then afterwards, how was it? It wasn't that bad of a trip. You just killed like 100 people. What are you talking about?
You're like, kitty got wet.
Exactly. It's like, you're over here. It's so happy you found a scroll, but you just made a bunch of kids fatherless. And you know,
I mean, don't get me wrong. The other guys are bad people too. But
are they really? Think about it. Most of them are probably just locals that are just hired to protect an area. They have no clue what they're doing, what they're protecting. Protecting, and they look, hey, here's a gun just in case anybody tries to steal it, you know, just protect this. Okay, that's
if you like see a guy job. Jumping around on things, make sure you shoot
him. Exactly. If he's just killing all your buddies, he's an enemy.
Here's a controversial one. Violence and Empathy says Joel from The Last of Us.
Oh, good one.
I don't see him. I know I agreed with that. He didn't want to be alone. There's nothing wrong with that. He didn't want to be alone. We don't want to spoil it, but we know the ending. I don't see him as a bad guy. I don't think he was a bad guy.
He's dead. No, but he did that. So do we want to get into spoiler territory?
Dude, it's The Last of Us.
It was a last-gen game.
The last-gen game. Yeah. So she said, you know, could she have been able to save them and do the whole thing?
He murdered the people that could save the fucking world. So he can have his.
But he didn't know if they were going to kill her. That was the thing. They said she wasn't going to survive the experiment.
Was she ever going to survive?
Well, here's the thing. He had two options. They didn't know if they knew she wouldn't survive, and B, they didn't know if they could successfully extract the antibodies.
Exactly.
From her,
or, right? And if that would work.
And so, and she became like a daughter to him. So what he did, the only thing he thought he could do was to protect her. He killed them. And
Exactly. Because he already lost his daughter in the beginning.
But the thing is that also at the same time is that she also would have given her life to make the world better, and he knew that.
Yeah, yeah. But he wasn't ready to sacrifice.
That wouldn't make his life better.
But it's her choice.
It's her choice.
He's underage.
He's underage. And by law, she can't sign those.
He wasn't her legal guardian. There's no laws in that world. The laws can count.
You can add the laws. You can do whatever you want. They had laws. What do you mean they had? Remember, they couldn't go past the wall and
No, they had their own individual laws. But I'm talking about like American laws. That shit don't exist in that world, man. You know? They had their codes. Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
You know, the whole big ethical thing is like, is he worse than the guys who made the cordyceps virus in the first place? Like, he didn't cause the epidemic.
No,
right?
He
had no guarantee that what they did would cure it.
Exactly. What if they would have said, "Oh, we tried to extract it, didn't work. Is she alive?" Oh no, she's dead too, buddy.
But who's the villain of the game? Like the actual villain? Like
there is no villain in that game.
It's all about survival.
Yeah. Well, then.
There is no villain. That's the crazy part about it.
I mean, theoretically, Joel, you know, and from a certain point of view, Joel could be seen as worse than the guys that are coming to attack him and Ellie, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're getting in the fireflies.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, but he's also trying to survive. So it's like weird sort of justification of the violence, you know?
It's the best version of Wizard of Oz ever.
Were the people at the end fireflies?
No, in the hospital, yeah.
Yeah. In the hospital they were.
But, like, look at the guys, the guy in Colorado, the cannibals, basically.
Yeah.
Is he worse than them? I mean, they were fucking just eating.
Yeah, they were eating people.
Yeah, like, at least you understand where Joel's coming from, you know? Those motherfuckers were just evil.
Yeah, because remember, his whole goal was to escort her over there so that way, you know, they can do the treatment. But then once he found out that they weren't 100% sure of how it was going to work and that she was definitely going to die, he was like, did he want to take that chance? Now, that game would have been great if they would have had like a yes or no. What do you want to do option? You want to walk away?
Optional,
walk away, game over. Yeah, throw the credits up. Or do you want to go and continue this? That would have been great, but they didn't do that.
Yeah. Glorious War says the cannibals were the only villains. That is true. You know, for the most part, you know, there were still some assholes out there. But yeah, I think so for the most part. All right. Or at least unequivocally evil, you know. Okay. Next question. So what age inappropriate games did you guys play when you were young? For me, it was Narc. For most of us here, I think. I'll leave that for later because some of us are older.
Tony, you know this.
Should I just say it? The first one that I played, I was age inappropriate, was the first one that started the whole M rating thing, Mortal Kombat.
I mean, Narc is actually older than that.
Yeah, but I didn't play that shit. Yeah.
But it's, you know? All of this is easy for the older guys because there was no rating system.
There was none.
There was no rating
system. So technically, like, it is Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, we just walked
and into Night Trap.
Well, actually, it was like Narc is an older one.
Yeah.
But that was in the arcade.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but man, he's right there. Like, needles, you know, at you. For guys like us, like Night Trap and Mortal Kombat, those were the ones that started the whole M rating thing.
Because those were the ones that the controversy happened over. But there was so many other games.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, so many games. I mean,
nobody wants to talk about, like, you know, Midway was also the company that was known for making incredibly violent games. Narc was one of their games. Friggin' Pit Fighter was one of their games. Games with lots of blood in them.
Even Russian Attack, you just have a knife and you're just cutting throats. Just running.
Though I didn't play this, was it Custer's Last Stand, where your whole goal is to fuck this, like, you know, this girl that's like on a pole or something?
That wasn't a widely released sort of game.
Wasn't it? I thought it was.
It was on Atari. Yeah.
It was on Atari, but it wasn't a widely released game.
Wasn't it? I don't know. Well, that was one of them.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Like, if you played that, you know, that was age inappropriate, wouldn't you say?
It was age inappropriate, but it wasn't like it was sitting next to fucking E.T.
Ah, but the question never stated that. The question never said mainstream game, you know? but yeah, for us, it's Mortal Kombat, because that was the one that started it all, basically, you know?
You know what was really fun? And I remember going to Manny's house. Once he told me this, I was clamoring. I couldn't wait to go to his house. And that was Way of the Warrior. Yeah. Holy crap, that was gory, and it had white zombie music.
They don't talk about that game because that game was totally a cash grab. They were totally making a rip off Mortal Kombat.
Yep. People don't know their history, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Carlos, what about you, since you're different age than the rest of us?
Oh no, it was Mortal Kombat
as well. All right.
Yeah.
In the arcade?
No, in the consoles.
I gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, because man, well,
By the time it hit the consoles, I mean, at least for Genesis, Sega actually did have a ratings system.
Yes, it did.
They were actually the first ones to have the rating system.
I first played the Mortal Kombat at Whitestone Lanes. Remember, right across from a movie theater on the other side of the highway? That's where I played for the first time when I was 11. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh.
That movie theater also had arcade machines. I remember that.
It doesn't have it anymore. Yeah.
No?
Yeah. They don't have them anymore, though. They still have them. When you go upstairs, they still got arcades. Yeah, they still got them.
I went there to see
the crow. Are you sure it wasn't Jib Lanes?
No, it was Whitestone Lanes. Okay. It was during a school trip because we went there to bowl. I'm not gonna fucking bowl, so I played Mortal Kombat the whole time, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The first place that I actually played Mortal Kombat was with my brother, at a bowling alley.
Yeah, but maybe they did have Mortal Kombat at Jib Lane. So when I found that out, I was over there, you know.
I feel like for a lot of us. Oh well, then again, also Linden Place was also over there. Linden Place, where the big arcade used to be, that was also a big place that I've been to, but it was not one that I went to often. It was like, you know, special things.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
If my mom's going to the Pathmark over there or whatever.
Yeah, but I got obsessed when I played Mortal Kombat. Like, oh shit, does Jib Lanes have it? Sure enough, they did. You know, mm-hmm.
they had Killer Instinct too.
Yeah, Killer Instinct. They had Street Fighters. They had a bunch of shit there, man.
But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have said that, like, you know, if you're talking like age inappropriate games, I also would have said that, you know, Samurai Shodown, which also predates that. I would have said Narc. I would also said,
Samurai Shodown came out before Mortal Kombat.
Yes, it did.
I'm gonna check that out. That doesn't sound right to me.
No, Samurai Shodown. Mortal Kombat is probably the, you know, the most well known of them. But there were games that were before that. There were way.
Course. Yeah, Manny. Samurai Shodown 1993, right? Mm-hmm. And Mortal Kombat, the game. Not the film, stupid thing. God damn it, not the franchise. This thing's being stupid right now. But the first one, if I remember correctly, was 1991. Mm-hmm. 1992, excuse me. So, yeah, I was right. Samurai Shodown comes out afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I was 12 then, not 11. All right. That's a good thing about my age. Like, I always know how old I was by the year. Like, 1992, 12. 1993, 13. You know, all right. Where the fuck are we? Black Metal Gamer. So his first question is a little bit of a reverse of his previous question.
Okay.
Because he asked us what soundtrack we want turned into a MIDI. This one's a reverse. What game soundtrack would you love to hear remade by a band or music artist?
Oh, damn, Mike Patton did all of them. He fucking did Metroid. He did everything. I was gonna say a lot of those, but damn.
He did Metroid?
Yeah, he did a bunch. I'll send it to you.
When the hell did he do this?
Years ago, he did a bunch of these covers and converted all these songs, his favorite songs, and games. Yeah,
I had no idea he did this.
I had no idea either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
I'm going to do what I did last time. Dragon Force doing, Super Mario Brothers. That'd be interesting. I'm just coming up with shit. I don't know. I don't care. You know? Actually, no. If I put some thought into it, like, what is a good gaming soundtrack?
Yeah. What was that game we were playing recently? And I kept saying, wow. Oh, when we were playing The Division, and it sounded like they were playing Meshuggah.
I didn't hear any of that.
There was some area.
What'd you call me?
That's Meshuggah. But it was and I was like, oh, damn. I feel like I'm listening to Meshuggah in this. But they could do that.
I was going to say pass to someone else. But I'm like, Tony, you're the host. Just give it to somebody else because I'll come back to myself later. Manny, what about you?
Metal bands to play
Anything. Yeah, like what is a game soundtrack you really like, and what band would you like to see redo it in their style?
I don't know if there's any specific band, but, it'd be kind of fun if you have one of those, like, those funky jazz bands that do, like, covers of, like, of stuff like that. I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, by the way, Reggie, original soundtracks, GTA 5, Vice City don't count for this one, bro. Yeah. You know? That would be interesting.
Like, in other words, like, you know, we're taking it into a totally different genre than what it might be for the game, you know, as you... and trying to interpret that sort of stuff. Like you hear like a lot of the Sonic soundtracks, you know, that'd be kind of interesting to kind of redo into sort of like jazz soundtracks and something like that, or even take it to a metal one. But as a specific band, I'm not exactly sure who would actually do it. I mean, it'd be kind of fun if he had Iron Maiden do something. But then again, I wouldn't want to hear Iron Maiden do somebody else's music anyways, to be honest. I want them to play their own music.
Yeah. You know? By the way, Big Mike, don't say Linkin Park around Manny. Just get that out there.
Linkin Park?
Yeah, he says Devil May Cry 5 and Linkin Park.
Okay, you know what? We don't, but man.
Streets of Rage. You know, there you go, Reggie. Streets of Rage 2. Done by, that's the thing. They have so many different styles in that game, you know? I don't know. This is a tough one. Michael Jackson vocals in Sonic 3.
I mean, you know, like, damn. That. I mean, here's the thing. Like, you know, that they kind of, you know, stole his style a little bit for that music. You know, it's that kind of sort of pop music. UB40 doing Mario soundtrack. Why not? Right. All right,
okay, I got an answer. Okay. Yeah. Streets of Rage 2 done by Dream Theater. Because Dream Theater has a lot of different musical styles. So does that game. So it kind of works. You know? Well, no vocals, obviously. You know?
Streets of Rage kind of has more of a dance music. I mean, that would be
interesting. Music. You know, Dream Theater doing a dance.
I would say, to be honest, I wouldn't say Dream Theater. I would actually go with maybe Prodigy.
I was going to say Prodigy, yeah.
Or what's those guys? Daft Punk.
Oh, yeah. Daft Punk doing Zelda. That's what Glorious War says. Huh. Interesting. All right, Chris, what about you, man? Oh, wait, Carlos, you started talking. You go ahead.
I want the Persona 5 soundtrack done by Baby Metal.
No.
That'd be the metal version of it.
I was thinking about Persona 5, but I'm like, I don't know what like artists could handle that. You know,
aren't they broken up now?
No, one girl left, you know?
Yeah, they just replaced her. It's just like Menudo, man.
It's just like Menudo. All right.
Oh, man. Shit. Hey, they did. Yo, man. Oh, shit.
It's not the first time.
Menudo now, if they still exist, is not the same Menudo that, you know, in the 80s.
Yeah, Ricky Martin ain't in that shit anymore.
Oh, this is interesting. Nier Automata by Queen.
Oh.
Yeah. That's interesting. I like that. All right, Chris, what about you, man?
I was giving it some thought. I don't know. Maybe if you take the classic Castlevania games and have Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Nice. That's a good one. Oh, Adam, you'll like this one from Sketch. Doom by Slipknot.
That could be cool. But the thing is, it's got to be, I would say, just bring back Trent Reznor, bring in Skinny Puppy, and make it real dark. Boom, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Boom, 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 I'm coming.
Well, you know, it's funny that, you know, you mentioned that.
Because of Quake.
Quake, that's what I'm saying.
They just bring Trent Reznor back into the fold. Like, oh, you want to come back? And
you know that Trent Reznor still sells the album, the Quake album, on his site.
Nice.
He should. That was all him.
That was all him, yeah.
It was most of it was just creepy whisper noise. Boom, 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 boom. Remember the gun, the Nine Inch Nail gun?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's a pick up to the wall.
Doom by Metallica. Nah, Metallica needs to retire already.
No.
your boy. All right. All right. Next question. What game engines need to be scrapped for next gen? The Fallout engine. Get rid of that shit.
Whatever.
You know what else? I'd say scrap Frostbite.
Ooh.
Frostbite caused too much drama, man.
I'm going to have to agree with that. Because Frostbite is too much of a headache, man. Yeah, but yeah, that's Fallout 76 engine.
Well, yeah, they just need to I think it might be actually hard for them to redo it too, if you think about it.
Also, don't license Unreal and fucking just start.
Use a real engine.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Like, I mean, listen, you don't need to pick up every paper cup in the world. You know, come on now.
But I mean, I can understand that sort of thing, but I do feel like there has to be a more efficient way to create a world like that without, you know, essentially just using like this like two generation old engine, you know, that they haven't, they only keep on throwing little patches upon, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so those are the main ones, right?
And what's the other engine for WWE games? They need to scrap the
Ux engine. Yeah,
yeah. Just Ux, whatever Ux is using, stop using. Yeah.
Sketch called him. He said, "Scratch, scrap, Sadeth, Sadeth." Can't pronounce that. He's trying to say "Sad Bethesda." Sad Bethesda. Can you say that? Like, "Sad Death." I can't say it. I can't. Sadetha. 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 There you go. Yeah. Sadetha. Sadetha. That's a
tongue twister, right?
But Bethesda is easy to say. Bethesda. 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 Sadetha. There's two S's in there, kind of, you know. Mm-hmm. What's going on, Justice 94567? He's better than Justice 94566. Fuck that guy. He's an asshole.
No, man.
All right, where the fuck are we right now? Oh, shit. Unless you guys have any more questions for us for tonight, this is going to be the final question of the show.
Excuse me?
All right. Is there a collectible within a game, like an audio log or letters or codex, that you would want to see turned into a video game of its own? For me, it would be the comic book Savage Starlight from The Last of Us. That would be a really cool game to play. Interesting. So what piece of little thing that you find in the world, little lore, a poster, whatever, would you like to see it be its own thing from a game?
Last of Us had a lot of fun.
Yeah, that story with the guy from the boat. And you kept finding little tidbits about his life and how he was traveling around. So pretty much you're following his path. That would have been cool to see. I thought that was going to be DLC. I really did.
Or the stupid werewolf movie. What was it called? It was like essentially Twilight Werewolf. I always thought that was pretty silly. But no, I would want to see it though.
I want a whole game based on the itchy tasty guy from Resident Evil. That note that you find.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I want that. I want to see what happened with that guy. Like, you see him, like, slowly transforming into that shit. It doesn't even have to be a shooting game, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
You know what I was hoping? I was hoping in Metal Gear Solid 5, since, you know, Phantom Boss is essentially, like, doing stuff in Big Boss's name, right? I thought that story from Metal Gear Solid when Sniper Wolf tells you that Big Boss rescued her in her village and saved her brother or something like that. Like that story, I thought we'd see a mission like that. And he actually does do that, you know? And she called him Saladin or something, so I figured he'd get that nickname from somewhere. But we never saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and which one was it? Now.
Yeah.
Who did it?
What about you, Adam?
I thought I answered.
Did you answer? All right. The question was, what piece of video game collectible?
Yeah, the guy from The Last of Us.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I want to say his name was Isaac. I don't remember. But I remember finding all the little tidbits about his life stories. Like, oh, I'm going to try to get over here. Oh, I was there and it was horrible. I came across all these people. And it was cool to read because he was pretty much warning you from certain areas. Because if you did find them, then you would say, oh, wow, I remember he said when he showed up in this area, there was a bunch of people here, and then someone got infected and infected everyone else.
Oh, shit.
You know, so then once you walk in there, your guy, of course, Joel never says, hey, I remember I read this. It would have been great if he did, but he didn't. It's up to you, the player, to read that and know. It's like, I got to be cautious in this area. Sure enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Fergus. We have another question here. Carlos, you'll like this one.
I didn't officially answer.
Oh, but didn't
I
you?
I can't. No, I didn't.
Okay, so just pass.
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't. I didn't. I can't think of anything that like any sort of side content that I thought might be interesting to kind of explore.
To be fair, it's not really something I've thought about either. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, granted that, you know, that Adam does bring up a really good one where it's like essentially you're just the guy going through the same route, but essentially, you know, in a different sort of way.
Hey, Manny, I got one for you. I'm stretching the rules a little bit here. Make a full game of that weird dream that Snake has in Metal Gear Solid 3.
Oh, Guy Savage?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. But didn't that become Metal Gear Rising Revengeance?
No, you want Guy Savage, man. You
want Guy Savage. I want to try that. I want to see Guy Savage. That actually wasn't really a Kojima game either.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, and Fergus's question, which Carlos will like, what is the best anime video game ever made?
Anime video game.
Where's Riku, man? You know?
Yeah, you know.
Hey, you know.
It's that Sensei game, man.
Yo, you know who we need for this? The manga guy.
The manga guy. You know who it is.
You know who it is. He's the visual A guy. anime. I want to say all of them are fucking trash.
Yeah, most anime. I mean, granted,
terrible.
The last Fist of the North Star.
That's a good one. What about that new one that everybody liked? That fighting game that incorporated all of them.
With Dragon Ball?
Jump Force
is terrible. Yeah. Jump Force.
It is.
Shit.
I don't know.
Yeah, I heard it's not that great. Yeah.
Many, but here's the thing, though. You know why Fist of North Star is good? It's Yakuza.
Just Yakuza with Kenshiro in it. Hey, I don't have anything against taking a genre of game that already exists and essentially inserting a character that's somewhat similar into it.
You know what? Fuck that. That's my answer. Fist of the North Star, you know, whatever the fuck, the Yakuza one.
I want to call it know? Ken's Rage, but that's a it's Namco not,
yeah,
one.
Yeah, exactly. Dragon Ball FighterZ, see? Yeah, okay, I'll accept that, but let's just be honest. This is an Arc System Works game, you know?
I mean, here's the thing.
Kind of like just like how Fist of North Star is just a Yakuza game, you know?
But I mean, here's the thing. Like, you know, Arc System Works has also done other, like, games that were based on other, other comics. Like, they did a game for Fist of, like, a fighting game for Fist of the North Star.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So
no one cared until it was Dragon Ball Z, though. You know how that is.
Well, no, it also that game was never really released in the States.
Oh, see? Well, there you go.
But the Persona, wasn't that an anime?
No, they turned it into an anime.
They turned it into an anime.
Yeah, that still applies. It's still
same thing for Pokemon.
Yeah, that doesn't count, right?
Pokemon was a manga first.
I thought it was a card game.
It was a card game. Then it was a video game. Then it was a
manga. Oh, okay. You know what I'm getting it mixed with Yu-Gi-Oh. Yu-Gi-Oh was the other way around. Yu-Gi-Oh started as a comic.
I don't know about Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, that's a comic.
It could be.
Oh, you guys are bringing some questions.
You go wrong direction. Oh, boom, boom.
Oh man. Yeah, most anime games are trash, man.
Yeah,
I'll say. What's it called? Super Dimension Fortress. Neptune. It's a Macross game.
Oh, okay.
It's for the SNES.
Okay.
That shit was crazy, man. Yeah. I still fucking like every time like I have like a emulator and shit like that. Play that stuff all the time.
I think I remember you mentioning that before too.
You go,
oh yeah.
Maybe Super Robot Wars, but maybe not because you know Super Robot Wars is kind of half and half, where it's some of the characters in it are actually your original characters, and some of it are like, what are those characters like? You know, characters from other anime and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's just it's really hard to find like think of. Good anime games, at least recently, because they're just sort of like they give them to Bandai Namco and they're just like shoo-ins, like just to cash cows.
Wait, yeah. hold on. Violence and Empathy, they made a Bible Black video game that must be rated fucking adult as fuck, you know? Oh, remember, the question isn't what do we want? It's like what is the best one? If they made that, man, I wonder if does it come like with the VR sex thing too? Fuck, man, that's crazy.
The Budokai games I like, the Dragon Ball Z Budokai games I like.
Oh God, it was a game. Oh shit, I gotta look at. My pervert ass is gonna look this up. No, I'm sorry, Carlos. Go ahead. So Budokai, whatever.
I like them. They're pretty.
Yeah. You mean the Budokai games with booty?
The booty, the booty guy. You know, no. But if you like them, you like them. You know.
Yeah, to each his own, right?
Exactly. Okay, let's move on to the next question for Mr. Glorious War. What does the panel think about longtime Xbox becoming ponies? Xbox Civil War on my timeline. Okay, for you guys who don't know. A lot of the guys from Big Gamer Small Talk, you know, Crap Gamers, Zaire, all these guys, they're suddenly, after years of shitting on PlayStation, now they're suddenly on PlayStation side. They're, like, renouncing Xbox, at least from what I could understand.
Really?
What? The skill, mate?
Yeah.
And I thought they were sipping the juice, man. What happened?
Apparently, that green juice don't taste good no more, man.
The Kool-Aid ran out.
The Kool-Aid ran out of sugar, man.
So now they're like, again, I've just, because I haven't really been online too much, but apparently they're trying to get in good with the PlayStation community. And some of the PlayStation community, some of the same people that shitted on these guys that railed against them are now on their side because they're aligning themselves to PlayStation.
And I'm like, okay, they're starting the new faction.
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, so you guys are suddenly forgetting all that racist shit these guys were saying for years, you know, about rice eaters and all this other stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. Come on, guys. Yeah. You don't want to get in bed with those dudes, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want.
They can do what they want, but it's like, come on, guys. Like to me, it's the hypocrisy of the PlayStation community that I kind of, not the hardcore PlayStation community or the ponies, I guess. It's like, why are you guys accepting them after you've been shitting on them for years, you know?
They're probably like, hey, you know, they can change and stuff like that since they're on our side. But I mean, to be honest, it's like, it's not about size. It's also about the things that they have done outside of that. That's like, you really want to be associated with somebody like that? I'm just saying.
Yeah. So that's my thing. Like, you know, those guys, if they want to switch sides, I don't care. But if you're like, I guess, happy about it, question that, you know what I'm saying? Because yeah, those guys, man, they've said some questionable shit. Not saying that we're squeaky clean ourselves, but we never said anything close to that, you know?
No, I
like,
mean,
come on, man, like, you can't be saying that type of shit, you know?
Yeah, you know, you don't go down that road, like.
Yeah, exactly, man. All right,
maybe they just realized.
Well, I have a go ahead.
Maybe those guys are realizing they're not getting the same views as they used to. So they're just like, all right, let's just talk more about PlayStation so that we can get all the PlayStation guys to listen to our podcast.
Well, apparently that's what's happening because, you know, these guys have been shitting on PlayStation up until last week. And their views are going up because people are like, yo, I'm just going to be real right now. If you're shitting on PlayStation, you look really stupid now. I'm just saying, you know, so I think these guys understand, you know, where their hits are really going to come from. So they're switching sides strategically. Makes sense.
To be honest, why are they even bothering, man? Like, why don't they just, instead of just talking about one, why not do a show that's kind of for both? Why do you need to be on a side? Why can't you just sit right in the middle and be like, hey, this game's really cool on this. This game's really cool on this. This guy fucked up on that, and that guy fucked up on that. Stop playing this like, hey, you know, we're on your side. Nah, we're on your side. Yeah, yo, man, we Bloods. Yo, man, now we Crips.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Right?
You know, that's pretty much what happened. They switch sides. Again, I don't care what these guys do, but if you're championing them, just, you know, just be aware of what they've said, you know?
Yeah, be aware of what they said. And then, like, I understand, like, yeah, you think people can change, and that's fine. You know, forgiveness is also a part of being an adult. But at the same time, you also have to really question whether these people have actually changed, or are they just using this to kind of gain more viewership. What if at the same time they're talking, you know, they're saying, yeah, we're all about PlayStation, and they're still bashing PlayStation stuff. That means that they haven't changed the game. They're just saying that they're more into PlayStation now just to get you in the door and start complaining about shit.
Yeah. Here's something interesting. Manny to you, GZDR says, Manny, when you go to the ballot box, you can only choose one. That's how these guys feel. But that's not true, though. If you go to the ballot box, there's always that third option. You know,
yep,
that's what I do. I never voted for a Republican or Democrat. I was voting for the independent person, you know. And I also live in New York, so my vote doesn't fucking count anyway, you know.
So, yeah, I mean, the thing is, you either ally yourself. Number one, we're not fucking voting, by the way, guys.
We're not.
Can actually literally go out there and buy an Xbox and a PlayStation. You don't need to be sitting, you know, be like, no, I'll just.
You don't need to choose sides.
Yeah, you don't need to choose sides. Hey, I got news for you. Believe it or not, you can also get a PC. Yeah. you can have your foot in every single door and still be a well-rounded person and a gamer.
Yeah, all the consoles are very affordable now. You could have all of them if you want. All of them, you know.
Why get the sad edition?
We'll talk about the folks in this room. Most of the guys in this room, with the exception of myself, own you know, at least one or two of all the consoles,
or three,
you know,
or three
consoles, or four things, yeah,
five. Actually, so you know, Manny, I think with the exception of you, everybody here has
everybody has an Xbox in here except for me. I just haven't found enough reasons.
Would that make you a pony? You and Brian are the only kind of outliers because me, Chris, you know, everybody here plus Brett, we own a Switch, an Xbox, and a PlayStation.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, we got them all, and we got PCs too. Mm-hmm. We ain't missing nothing, son.
And y'all got some banging PCs, all y'all.
And we got Vitas.
Vita game.
Yes.
That's so true. You know, I mean, I don't believe in that. You know, but you know, you can only vote for one. I don't think that sort of situation works in the world of
Vita. But that's the way these idiots feel, which is stupid. You know, and actually take it further. These guys believe it's like a team, you know, like a football team they follow or whatever, you know.
Number one, coming from the generation that nobody recently has ever had a console just outright fucking die on them. We've experienced all of that when we talk with Sega. We talk with for me, at least for 3DO, me and Adam, you know, we've had our consoles just up and poof.
That's it.
So that's why, at least for me, you know, I don't really align myself with anybody. It's like whoever has the games that I want to play, I'm going to be playing it.
Yeah.
It just happens at this point in time, it seems to be PlayStation shit.
You know what's sad? These guys are our age. That's the sad part, you know? Some of them got wives and kids and shit and still acting like this. I remember when
I was still, you know, back in the day, me and, Adam, when it's like, and I was still playing 3DO, and Adam was like, yo, man, you heard about that PlayStation shit, right? I'm like, what are you talking about this PlayStation shit? Yo, I'm all 3DO, man. And he's like, nah, man, it's dying.
One of the things to go full circle, advertised, which is a lot, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it was Mortal Kombat 3, right?
Mortal Kombat was on a Tomb Raider. There was a Star Wars game that was a first-person shooter. That was pretty cool. And I had this ESPN skate game type thing just so I could have like somebody in inline skates and skateboard and luging and stuff. That was kind of fun.
It was ESPN, like it was the X Games, right?
ESPN, X Games, something like that.
Yeah.
It was a long title. Big Mike says, Manny, preach. And he gives you he likes what you say, basically. The
praying hands.
they gotta have something.
They gotta have something.
It was Easter, right?
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. Jesus came back, man.
All right, so I want to ask a question to everybody here and in the chat.
No, you're out of questions. You're out of questions.
This is a real question because I know nothing about this. What is the story behind Humble Store? And how they do a subscription model of, was it $12 a month and you can get games from all platforms? What is this? That's what I'm saying. I've never seen it. I'm on this site right now.
Is this like Humble Bundle?
It's still them. I thought they just did from them,
but I don't know how that shit.
It says subscribe for $12, get games from all of them, Xbox, PlayStation, and Switch.
How?
That's what I'm asking if anybody knows about this.
They must be giving out codes then, because
how does that look? Take a look. There's a link, and for those in the chat, just go to the Humble Store, and then you'll see it.
So, what do they send you? A game like GameStop?
They probably send you codes. You know,
it's got to be codes. It's got to have something.
But how does that subscription?
How do they time out and stuff? Do you just get these games? Do you keep them? Like right now, it says subscribe now, and then you get the first game is Assassin's
Maybe it's some DRM, so, DRM free shit, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, it says Humble Monthly, a curated bundle of games sent to your inbox every month. Redeem on Steam and Uplay and keep them forever. Subscribe now and start playing Assassin's Creed Origins.
So they're so not for Steam consoles.
And Uplay.
Okay. But they have games on you. They have Switch games on here. That's where I found out about it. They were like, just added...
$100+ of games for $12 a month. On the first Friday of each month, you'll get a bundle of awesome games and add them to your Steam library and play on PC. Check out what subscribers have gotten so far.
So interesting. Switch games on here.
It says Glorious War says because they're a charitable organization, they get good deals from publishers. Yeah, because that's the thing. They're a charity, you know, primarily.
Mm-hmm. Pay what you want.
Y'all give you a dollar for that shit, man.
I had no idea that they were a charitable organization.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
On April of 2019, they gave, or for $12, you could have gotten Mutant, Road to Eden, Northgard, Absolver. Brett's gonna love this shit.
Oh shit.
Tannenberg. Yeah, some other games I don't know.
Huh. Interesting.
February of 2019, Yakuza 0, The Division 1.
Excuse me?
Sniper Elite 3.
Cool. You see the Switch stuff on there?
I don't see any Switch stuff.
I'm going to send you this. Because that's what I'm trying to figure out. How does this work?
Yeah, all right. Let's move on. Okay, Fergus Mills. Yeah, it's the last question, too. Fergus Mills. If you could replace a main character from one game and swap him with another, and this character keeps their persona in the game, what would you do? It's interesting.
Nathan Drake with Kratos.
Oh shit!
So wait, so Nathan Drake would be in God of War? War?
Yeah.
Wow. No, he'll get murdered in 3 seconds. And conversely, like Kratos bullets. Would rule the world if he came into the Uncharted world. You know?
That'd be pretty crazy.
Give me the Chitamani stones now.
Carlos, take a look at the chat. Take a look at that.
Take a look at the chat. I'm taking a look at the chats.
How about Nathan Drake in Gears of War?
Keep jumping around. No.
Yo, Marcus Fenix in Uncharted.
Hey, guys.
Because I'm imagining it goes both ways, right? You know, that'd be crazy.
And then Marcus Fenix realizes he can't jump. He can only just jump over like waist high, like walls.
Yes. Just hop over walls, yeah.
Adam, they're just selling. So Adam sent a link to a Humble Bundle site where they're selling Nintendo games. They're just selling Nintendo games.
So they're just allowed to sell games. That's all.
Yeah, they sell games for every platform.
Right, because I was wondering if it would link to these bundles, because you know it says Humble Bundle and it's like, right, oh, they do bundling for these things. It's not. It looks like they're just selling.
Sometimes they do have bundles.
Well, maybe they will now that they carry them, because that was the story that I saw. Yeah. It's like they now officially carry Switch titles.
Games looks like full price.
Yeah, they are.
Guys, let's get back on track right now. Some of the comments here, Fergus says he would put the recent Lara Croft in Horizon Zero Dawn. Okay, that would be interesting. Mm. Also, GZDR says Bayonetta in Tomb Raider. Okay. Fountain and Empathy says Doom Guy in Persona. That'd be insane. You know? Imagine them trying to talk like he's in high school and shit. You know,
you just punch the teacher. It's just like visceral kill.
I'd put Samus in Nier Automata.
Ooh, that'd be good.
That's interesting.
GZR says Duke Nukem in any GTA game. He would fit perfectly in those games. He really would. He's just talking
and Saints
shit.
Row.
And Saints Row. Bayonetta and Devil May Cry 5. Oh, that's a good one.
Didn't Saints Row just come out to Switch? Didn't he just port that?
Probably.
That was like, but that Switch. I wonder if that because that was a big open world game.
Oh, no, Bayonetta really is getting developed by Nintendo, or getting published by Nintendo, I think.
Yeah, I like Devil. Yeah, and Bayonetta and Devil May Cry would be pretty cool, actually. Or maybe Hayabusa in Devil May Cry. That'd be interesting.
But who'd she replace? She'd replace what's his fucking name?
Dante? She would play V. Get rid of V.
Oh, like V.
Annoying asshole. V. Who else? I'm thinking about. What about old school shit? Like put Sonic in a Mario game. That'd be crazy. You know? Or
I put Mega Man in Castlevania.
Oh.
Interesting.
That would be crazy. I'm pretty sure some modders have done shit like that too.
Well, there was this one mod that they did, which was it was every single other Nintendo characters that appeared in Nintendo games in Super Mario 1, and they all have their same mechanics.
Yeah,
so it'd be Mario.
I played Ninja Ryu Hayabusa in Mario, and that was weird. You know, that's how he moves around.
Yeah, because he works exactly the way he should work, but in a Mario game.
Yeah, like he could grip something. So if you miss a jump, you can grab the edge and save yourself, you know?
I was thinking about the Contra guys in Gears of War, but if they get hit once, they die.
They just die.
That'd be hilarious, man. Yeah, because we could do that. It's like modern people with old school, you know?
Or someone from Metal Slug in Contra.
Oh, that'd be good. GZR says put Ellie into Life is Strange. That would be interesting.
Shit, you can put Ellie in Tomb Raider.
You could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got the bow, right?
I don't know if you want Ellie in Life is Strange. She'll kill people in that.
No, you put she'll literally just like ripping people's heads off. Like, ah!
Right, Sketch, like your answer is not correct, but I like it too much, so I'm going to accept it. He wants the Konami code in Gears of War. I'll allow it, because I like that answer.
I want Cole and the Marvel Universe.
How about you play, like, you have a living personification of the code itself inside a game, shooting stuff. Kirby and Death Stranding. That'd be interesting, Barry.
Okay.
Is it going to be a backpack? I don't know, man.
I mean...
Oh, here's one. It's a simple one. Put Solid Snake and Splinter Cell and Sam Fisher in Metal Gear. Oh.
Yeah, Sam Fisher, the game would instantly end as soon as he got captured. Sorry, pulling you out, Sam.
Pulling you out.
I was like, yo, man, where? I guess got captured or killed.
Yeah. Or actually, that could work with Snake. He'll lose the mission as soon as he gets captured. What? Yep. Why?
What's going
on? And Sam Fisher would be like, oh, shit, I can still keep going. What the fuck? Is that a giant robot? That guy's not my brother.
Brother.
Brother. Like, what?
You're
not my brother. Oh, here's a funny one. Infamous guy, right? What's his name? Cole?
That's what I said.
Yeah. No, Cole. In Spider-Man.
That's what I said. What
did you say that? I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Adam, we think alike, man.
That's what I said.
What about Spider-Man?
You just heard the echo in your head. Yeah, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, no, Adam, the idea was just so good, you know?
It just makes sense because he's a superhero that's just not part of any of the main universes.
That'd be dope, yeah.
Well, you can kind of also do that with a prototype as well.
Do you really like the prototype? Do you want to see more? No, exactly.
No, I don't want to see any more prototype.
And I don't want to see the freaking smoke Seattle dude from the Infamous series. I want Cole, not the smoke boy.
Not smoke boy.
Sketch says he wants to see Spider-Man and Bionic Commando.
Oh, Bionic Commando should be a hidden character in every video game.
Yeah. GZDR says put Mike Tyson in arms.
That'd be kind of fun.
What's going on,
Mike
Mighty
Tyson
Bird?
Has his normal self, like with the extendo arms.
Yeah. And he should be able to talk. Hey, what are you doing? Are you hearing me? Huh? You think you can stand up to me? I'm Mike Tyson.
Tyson. Yeah, he specifically said Mike Tyson from Mike Tyson's Punch Out. He wants him in there.
Your moves are inscrupulous.
Hey, so fun.
Yeah. All right, I think that's going to do it for us, man. So, yes, we have a contest. For you guys who don't know, we have a contest. We're giving away a free copy, digital or physical, of Days Gone. So we have a video up. You can check that out on our YouTubes and on Twitch. But the rules are very simple. Like, we always try to keep them simple, simple, simple. So you subscribe to us here on – well, not subscribe. You follow us on Twitch. Follow us on Twitter. And over on Twitter, there's a question that asks you, what is your favorite PS4 exclusive of this generation? You answer that, we're going to pick your name at random, and we'll select you and we'll announce you on Throwdown, episode 231 on Thursday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. And, good luck with that, man. It'll be fun. Days Gone. I'm playing it. You'll hear my thoughts on Thursday when the embargo lifts. I could just say that I've been playing nothing but Days Gone for, yesterday, I think I played, 12 hours straight. It was, it's... You know, but we'll, you know, I'll tell you more about it on Thursday. So, yeah, man. And somebody commented, how come you guys only give away PlayStation games? Let's just be honest, because every time we give it away Xbox games, nobody takes them.
We have given away Xbox games in the past. Manny,
we've tried.
Yeah, nobody wants them.
Well, we also, when we have done a multiplat game, they always choose a PS4 version.
That is also true. So we know what you guys like, man. So we're we're catering to you.
unless you really want Days Gone on Xbox, but you might have to wait.
Yeah, you have to wait on that one. Might
as well, instead of buying the game, might as well just pay a month's worth of Game Pass for you and just play the game that way.
That'd be interesting. I mean, we do. You know, it's interesting because if there was a caveat. I mean, if there was a person who listens to our show who just listens to specifically Xbox games,
he's listening to the wrong podcast.
But I mean, they probably wouldn't. They probably wouldn't.
They wouldn't. Yeah, they wouldn't answer.
Enter a co. Enter if they were. If they were. You know, a question. You know, a question like that. Like, hey, you know, what's your favorite PlayStation 4 franchise?
Unless they buy it just to like take a shit on it on camera. You know.
I mean, there's some guys out there to do that stuff.
I'm just saying, man. You've seen it. People burn games and shit.
Shit, what was it? It was years ago. I think it was for PS3. The guy who went with a cowboy hat and a fur coat into a store where there was everyone waiting online for the PS3, and he got his, and he walked out of the store, and everyone was all happy, and he put it down, took out a sledgehammer, and just started bashing it in front of everybody online, and they were booing him.
So, I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, yo, man, that's your $600,
right? Hey, some people just want to watch the world burn.
Some people want to watch the world burn.
All right, man. So here's our little graphic here letting you know how to submit your questions. So step one, you join our Discord. Step two, on Discord, you go to the throw down your questions section. And step three, submit your questions. You limit them to two. Again, as always, I want to give a shout out to the Discord room for always keeping it popping in there, man. Always interesting, you know?
Hey, yay.
Yeah, Carlos, you ain't going to sleep, man. You're going to watch the Game of Thrones.
Oh, I already watched it.
Ooh, yeah, we watched it.
Damn, I got to see this shit.
He was watching it while we were on the show.
That's right. It comes out
at like an hour and a half before we start. So.
Nice. Now, Carlos, is this going to affect you when the show episodes are an hour and a half long?
I don't think so, because I think we so the longest one is 82 minutes, yes. Which, what is that, an hour and
that's
20?
Almost that's an hour and 22 minutes.
Nah, we should be good.
Nice.
We don't start on time anyway. Yeah, so
we're minorities, man. You know we never start on time. 10:30, we start at 10:43, you know? 10:38, you know? You know how it is.
I always start watching the show like when it comes out. So like if for some reason I don't get to start it on time, then maybe, but I really doubt it.
Yo, you don't start it on time, but you finish it on time.
You know, I finished that shit on time, man.
Oh man, I can't fucking wait. Boy, give me them thrones, man. Give me them thrones. All right, man. So that's it for us. So thank you for watching and listening. Leave us your questions in the Throwdown Discord server and we'll answer them on next week's show. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook. At Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Later, people. Deuces.
And Adam Vail.
Tomorrow morning, check out my review for World War Z on the Coalition's website. This is the best game for zombie shooters. This outbeats Left 4 Dead 2.
Damn, it's like
this is their new king. Bend the knee.
You a journalist?
Just going back to it, man.
Yeah, also check out the latest episode of WrestleCast if you haven't.
Oh yeah, we do a lot of wrestling talk. Going to Raw tomorrow. Do some live reporting. See if I do some interviews.
That'd be dope.
Really?
Excuse me. Yep.
You're gonna go back. You can go backstage. You'll talk
to
Raw.
Thanks to Dana. Yeah, maybe.
Nice, we'll see. Badass. Yep. So look out for all that stuff coming from Adam, man. All right,
but we got division tomorrow, so yeah, you can't do that, Adam.
I'm almost
gonna join you guys. I'm almost done, so I think I'm gonna join you soon because I've been getting that itch.
Wait, did you finish it? Did you finish it, or that's what you're going for?
Because I've been going ham because I want to finish it, and I'm almost there. I'm almost there, you know. So then I can come back on division because I'll tell you off air because I don't want to fuck it up.
It's an hour. It's
fire
hours.
Firewatch.
No, I can't say that. I'm trying to get in trouble and shit.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know they would with the hours.
Yeah, no, Firewatch. All right, guys. We'll see you on Thursday later. Contest. Remember, contest. Later.
Peace.